This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. A little wet here in Missouri. We had about 90 tornadoes and some pretty widespread destruction. Doc Ram's with us. Welcome, Rick.
Hey, don't do the wind up like that, man. I know. You know, I should tell you something. In 1968, when I got out of graduate school, I moved back to Seattle. I started work part-time because I needed extra money. I worked at KTAC in Tacoma as Alan Richards, and I ended up down at KMPX in San Francisco with the first underground radio, and it was really cool. Mm-hmm. It was 13 minutes in a Gata de Vida.
Yeah, kind of thing. No, I remember that.
Yeah, Iron that Butterfly. Was a big deal back then.
Yeah, yeah. So I've been saying your name wrong all these years. It's Alan Richard?
That was my broadcast name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to be playing something. Never mind. I used to have a rap where I would cause scramble, but I'm already scrambled, so I'm not going to try doing that.
Yeah. I remember engineering at a radio station, at a university radio station, and the guy on the air was a Vietnam veteran. And he was really frosted at these hippies. So he played the theme to All in the Family, Archie Bunker, over and over and over and over. And it was late night, and we got a lot of calls that if we didn't stop, these guys were going to come. I'm talking about the hippies. They were going to come and kill us. And there were just two of us in the radio station.
Yeah.
And this guy, you know, was a warrior. And he said, come on, bring it on. I don't care how many of you there are. You know, just bring it on. And we'll just fight it out. Let's go ahead. And I thought he was crazy because I thought we were going to get killed that night. But, you know, the hippies backed down. And we just kept playing the theme to All in the Family. That was back in the 70s. So, Rick, this series of tornadoes ripping through the Midwest, last night, one late night tornado, which is kind of unusual, ripped through Jefferson City, which is the center of corruption in the corrupt state of Missouri. That's the state capital, Jefferson City. So it left a huge trail of destruction. Buildings were demolished. Gas stations were demolished. Cars were tossed around like they were toys. Tractor trailers were flipped over. There was flooding. It was pretty bad. It was not quite as bad as the Joplin tornado, which is the worst ever to hit the United States 8 years ago to the day yesterday. But some people died from injuries. And these things are pretty darn scary because what you find is debris flying through the air at, you know, over 100 miles an hour. And what I'm talking about is 2x4s, 2x6s, all kinds of debris, I-beams, framing, trusses. I mean, all kinds of things get picked up. Chairs, you know, metal chairs. flying around at 100 miles an hour. I mean, that's really dangerous. And, you know, I was thinking about this. I was talking with Jason, our engineer. This is kind of like war. And, you know, instead of shooting, you've got wind and rain and flying debris. So who was going to come out of their hidey hole, their foxhole, their fighting hole, their basement? Who's going to come out of their shelter to help other people when this is going on? The answer is hardly anybody. Hardly anybody is going to risk coming out.
Wasn't there a movie called Storm Chaser or something like that where these creeps were chasing after tornadoes to try to get in the center of it for news media?
Well, that by the way, that kind of thing is happening. And it's causing problems because now people want to have these viral videos, so they want to get up close to these tornadoes. So there are like almost gangs of people with their cell phones to try to video this. And the problem is they are reckless. Now, not only I don't care if they hurt themselves, I really don't. But the problem is that they ride on the wrong side of the road. They cut people off. They go. Out of control. Out of control. You know, for the thrill and for the potential monetary rewards of having a viral video. Well, I hope that this teaches Jefferson City a lesson. I'm not talking about the GDP, and I'm talking about only the politicians and their minions and their paid minions. I hope this teaches them a lesson that these cheese graters that prevent us from getting out of the way of these tornadoes, these guitar strings, these aircraft cables that prevent you from turning around on the highways and byways and getting into the median and doing a U-turn and getting out of the way, I hope this teaches them a lesson. I hope that some of them, this sounds awful, I know, I hope some of them got a chance to experience what we experience. I hope they wet their pants in their vehicles, not being able to get out of the way, and saw how dangerous this is. I hope they did. I hope they wet the front seat of their car in terror because of what they have done to all of us with these cheese graters. And then next thing I hope they do is take them down. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm furious about these cheese graters. If you're on a motorcycle and you hit one of these because there's no place to go because some GDP in front of you pulls in and in your lane and pushes you off the side of the road and you hit a cheese grater, you're going to be sliced in multiple pieces, just like cheese.
It has been pouring down rain here. Today we have a overcast, but a sun just came out for a moment. I don't know what the weather is going to be like, but suspicious observer and this other guy from Jet Propulsion Labs, even more credible, said the predictions are accurate, that they believe there's some Russian woman, I think it was a Russian, that has nailed it with a model that is absolutely going to suggest we're going to have the worst worst weather in history, a cold spell in history before 2020. That's now. It's going to go down deep. It's just started. If I were doing cones, I'm dead. I'm down. Cones are serotonous. You get a little rain on it, you have to wait 10 days to let it dry. It's been pouring down rain. Cones now are starting to rot on the ground. That was how I made a living for a while. I used to have crews go out and pick pine cones for a fire starter in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now, I'm looking at images on the internet of Jefferson City, and power lines are down, power poles are snapped in half. I mean, it's pretty dangerous. So the only way to fix this is to cut off the electricity, because you can start fires. I mean, it's power poles are literally shoot off at the bottom, going across multi-lane roads. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. And so
how
are we going to...
Yeah.
Excuse me?
How high were the winds?
I don't have that in front of me, but I'll keep looking.
85 miles an hour?
I'm pretty sure it was 85 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's enough to drive a nail through a board.
Yeah, we here at our house, our farmhouse, we built a solar array, and I built it with our son and Mrs. Finelli out of used pallet rack material. What I'm talking about is if you go to Home Depot or Lowe's, you'll see this in the lumber section, this really heavy steel shelving. So we took that and we cut it to angles we wanted. We welded it in the shape of a triangle, and we sunk piers into the ground, 10 and 12-inch piers into the ground every 10 feet or so, or 12 feet, depending on where they were. And they're really deep and they're really heavy and they're bolted in. And that helped. Well, our solar array is about 45 feet long, about 13 feet high, and it's still standing. And the reason it is because we built it to withstand the storm that we had yesterday and the day before. But I don't think most buildings are built like that. When we built our house, we used, I just did a quick calculation. The siding on our house is 200,000 pounds. 200,000 pounds. Now, that's not the framing. That's just the siding, the stone on the siding. And it's all mortared together. And the idea was to have enough mass that it could withstand a storm. But if it ever came apart, there'd be rocks flying everywhere. It'd be terrible. So there's pros and cons to doing it that way. But if I were to do it again, which I probably am, I would build what's called a basement house. Have you heard that term before, basement house?
Yeah, what you do, like storm shelters, you build it a sidewall. What you do is get a bunch of milk bottles, and that's your heat sink for your wall behind you. And you just, and then you have the front, which would be a solar.
That's exactly right. So you have you build it in the side of a hill,
right,
or you dig it out on a slope.
You put so that water behind you, and that's your heat sink, keeps the house stable heat, hot, cold, whatever. Water doesn't
change
quick. Yeah. Then you have the
solar. What you do is you scoop out. You think of a hill that has a southern-facing slope, and you dig it out, and so the high dirt wall is like the back of the house. The front of the house is a lot of glass, and the roof is just a little bit above ground level. And then what you do is you put grass, if you want, with some dirt and grass on top. And that becomes the roof with a thick rubber and plastic membrane so water doesn't come in. And now you've got a house that stays about the same temperature all the time. And if you want, you use the sun to heat the house. And it's if you use closed cell foam insulation, it's really efficient. It doesn't have the visibility of a house in terms of being seen from other places. And the wind can't take it down because it.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rick, I've got a little side detour here for just a minute before we get into the things that you want to talk about. So I chose Schneider Electric as the electronics company for our solar inverter, our solar charge controllers for the batteries, you know, the electronics. And I chose them. One of the reasons was I was so impressed with the pre-sale technical support. I had a whole bunch of questions. They answered my questions. Then I called them back with a couple more questions. They answered those. And I thought, this is the company I want to deal with because they have good telephone technical support. Well, they shut that down. They don't take calls anymore. Now you have to. So I called them, and I got this guy in, I think, the Philippines. And he said, we don't take calls anymore. You cannot call us. I was livid, absolutely livid, because I've got a lot invested in this system. And now I can only write via emails or text to on my computer my questions. And it takes forever, because instead of a quick dialogue, I've got to go back and forth, and they don't answer right away, so there's lots of delays, and I have to keep checking my computer, and I'm livid. So I sent them the text. I told them what my question was, and it was really simple. I want an easy way to toggle between selling electricity to the electric cooperative, the grid, and using the grid as my battery bank to conserve my battery bank. Is there a way to easily do that? Now, I can be off-grid, I can be on-grid, I can be hybrid, both. And I want to be able to conserve the life of the batteries if I want to. So how do I toggle between that? And that was my simple question. And what I got was back and forth emails, and it didn't answer my question. It's just, do this. And it was not a complete answer, and I was furious with that. So I didn't do anything with all these emails. I just stopped. And I get an email that says, thanks for contacting Solar Customer Service. This case number is closed. So I responded. My response was, of course you closed it. And this is a quote. Of course you closed it. You have not provided an answer to help me. You guys are not the same company that you were a year ago. And then I get a response. Hi, Vincent. I closed it because I had no response from you telling me that it worked. Well, it didn't work. So I responded to them, Daniel, I'm so frustrated with your support. Really, the lack of support that you used to provide. All I need to do is talk with someone for 3 minutes to solve this question. But you won't let me do that. May I call you? And I get a response, Vincent. Find the number below. It's an installer special tech support. Please do not share it. Dial this number and then press this number to speak with a live technician. What I'm saying is, class, don't give up, okay? Don't give up. Don't let these guys trick you. And I'm talking about large multinational corporations. Don't let them trick you into thinking that you're going to get something that they withdraw. You know, like they change the terms, they change the conditions, they change the technical support. You think you're getting one thing, and then later on, they change it. So just keep riding these guys. And that's what I did, and I finally got a phone number, because I wasn't going to give up. Any comments, Rick?
No, man. You know, it's always about the money.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It is always about the money.
Yeah, I mean, I have QuickBooks. I spent a bunch of money, and I got QuickBooks back in 2015. And today, I get in the mail, would I like to upgrade with a 50% discount? And I thought about it, and then I realized they didn't tell me how much it was going to cost. They said they would give me a 50% discount. And I saw immediately, what do I need different kinds of QuickBooks? Because I'm retired now. I'm not even doing a hundredth of the cash flow business that I did when I was working. I mean, I really went downhill fast. And I tell you, why? Software, that's an example. Music, you're going to music, same thing. There is any place you look, it's always about for $1 more you can get.
Just... I've got some comments about QuickBooks, and I'll share them with the class when we come back. But you're absolutely right.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A deadly tornado outbreak late yesterday continued overnight in Golden City, Missouri. 3 people were killed. In Jefferson City, Missouri, they're still assessing the damage.
Everything from debris from a rooftop into the street, uprooted trees. We've had damage to vehicles, roofs of businesses. There are several businesses on our south side that are we're trying to assess how much damage there is to the building.
That's Jefferson City Police Lieutenant David Williams. At least 80 tornadoes have broken out since Monday, and more bad weather is expected today, perhaps stretching as far east as the mid-Atlantic. The man known as the American Taliban, John Walker Lind, will be released from an Indiana prison today after doing 17 years of a 20-year sentence. He was captured in Afghanistan after the 9/11 attacks. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and we've got QuickBooks here at the forum. And I bought it years ago, and I bought it on the internet, and it was way, way, way less expensive than you would think from most of the sellers. And here's what I found out. Right now, I just did a quick search. You can buy QuickBooks, the latest version, $189.95, $262.95. So it's pretty expensive. But do you really need the absolute latest version? We operate our farm on an old version. I think it's 2006 or 2007. So you can buy an older version. I found one on the internet right now for $25, 2006 version, and $3.50 shipping. So what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? If you buy software today, you'll find out that you have a one-year subscription. Now, why would anybody buy software with a one-year subscription that you have to renew? Why would you do that? Why? So if you want, you could buy an old Dell computer on eBay, shipped for about, $35. Monitor, keyboard, mouse, computer, running Windows XP, and then you can have an offline dedicated computer for your accounting system, QuickBooks, not connected to the internet. Kind of like
all
what we
that
do.
Is Excel with your chart of accounts, where you decide how you're going to, I used to do double entry pegboard system, and then I went to single entry, which is really nice, and I just. But the old double entry allowed you to understand where your expenses were. You could look at them, like, as different tables, as an array. And I don't know if it's better than this now. I do P&Ls once a year for my taxes. Maybe you try to get food stamps. And it's just crazy.
So the bottom line is I do not want to rent software. Okay, I don't want Microsoft Office 365 that I have to rent. I don't want Windows 10. I've got old operating systems here, and they work just fine. And I have old computers, and they work just fine.
Last week we talked about Skype and how it worked fine until Microsoft took over. Remember, we talked about that last
right.
week.
That's right.
Just all of it is just crazy.
And I don't know why people buy this expensive software. Class, you can, if you've got a PC, just a standard PC, and you've got, 2 gig or 4 gig of RAM, and let's say 80 or more gig of hard drive, and a monitor, keyboard, and a mouse, you can install Linux. And it's free. You can download Linux. And when you download it, it comes with, many of the distributions of Linux come with all kinds of software. And so when you go to install it, you end up with the equivalent of Microsoft Office for free. You get a browser for free. You get pretty much way more than you would get with Microsoft, all for free. And it works great. I use it every day, literally every day. And it doesn't have the problems that Microsoft has. It's awesome, and it's free. It's open source. So I feel a lot more secure with something that's open source. And it's attacked less than Windows is attacked.
Well, there's no backdoors with Linux. That's why everybody likes Linux and Unix. It doesn't work that way. You can't, like Proton Mail. It's encryption, and you've got all kinds of securities you don't get when you buy Hewlett Packard, who really came up with selling ink, not printers.
That's a very good point. Let's talk about that for a minute. Tell our class what you mean by that. The printers were like an aside to selling ink. Want me to talk about it?
Was that? Yeah.
What Rick is saying is you could buy a printer for, when they first came out with inkjets, for like $49, which was very, very low at the time. Now you can get them for $19, maybe even less than that. But the idea wasn't to sell you the printer. It was to hook you on the proprietary ink cartridges that would cost more than the printer. So you get a printer for $49, and the ink cartridge would cost more than that, for the black plus the color. Then when the printers became really inexpensive, the ink cartridges were double the price of the printer. So they would hook you, and they wouldn't last very long. And it was a mess. You could refill them, but it was a mess. I used to refill them. But the real trick is when you buy a printer, you need to have a laser printer. That's all there is to it. Black and white laser. It's as simple as that. And then you look at the cost per click. What does it cost to put ink or toner on the page? What does it cost? So if you figure 5% coverage, if you can put toner on that page for a penny or 0.9 cents. That's where it's at. So that's what I do. I have Samsung printers, and I refill the toner cartridges. I buy the toner powder, and I get it for, let's say, maybe 6 refills for $20. So I can refill a cartridge 6 times for $20. How do you beat that? I don't think you can. That's the way I do it. Any comments, Rick?
Well, cameras are next. I mean, they have them in everything now. I remember when Xerox first came out, and there'd be big, long lines, because I remember using carbon paper. When I typed a letter, when I did a report, you know, military, whatever, I had a carbon. And if you had a good typewriter, then you could do 5 carbons.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth
and then we had mimeograph. How about the mimeograph machines?
Yeah, mimeograph, yeah.
And what that was kind of a blue ink with an alcohol solution, and you could make a master for a mimeograph, and you could run off maybe 100 copies. That was high tech.
Yeah.
It was high tech back in the 1950s. Rick, I understand that an asteroid nearly a mile wide with its own moon is expected to do a flyby of Earth this weekend, traveling at about 48,000 miles an hour. So it's a space rock known as Asteroid 19-1999 KW4. It was discovered 20 years ago, and it's so large that it's orbited by its own moon. So it's going to do a flyby this weekend, and it should be, it's going to be visible until May 27th.
Which hemisphere? I didn't read that article. I've been, you know, sidetracked. But...
Okay. It's on CBS News. Yeah. CBSNews.com.
Are you watching?
And it's... So we have an asteroid.
Matter, and that's when I stopped listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's not going to do a flyby this close until 2036. But it's about 13 times the distance between the Earth and the Moon. So it's 3.2 miles from Earth. It's going to do a flyby this weekend. And
that'll
have effects on everything.
You know, your biological processes, everything. Cell salts in your body, your mood. It'll affect a whole bunch of things.
That was one of the things I wanted to talk with you about today. So the Farmer's Almanac and other sources recommend planting your garden by the moon. Do you buy that?
Well, but I don't understand the physics yet. There's reasons about germination and the seed process of going from this stage to that have to do with light, but I have not yet seen an accurate model on how that works. I know that I'm writing a book on called The Medicine of Witches, Drools, and Hags. How's that one for a title? The old style medicines that like Culpeper and things did that work. Like Doctrine of Signatures. You know, what's red clover for? Well, it's red. Blood. Iron. That's what we later determined. I'm certain there's science in all of that. I just haven't seen the model.
Yeah, I don't quite see it either. And I was wondering if it has to do with gravitational pull.
Probably.
Or whether it is
more than anything else, we are affected by lunar activity. Yeah. And now the sun and our weather. It's global. And then every 28,000 years, you know, here we go, recycle.
Well, there used to be a term that was relatively popular in the 1950s and 60s, maybe even before that, but I'm not sure about before that because I wasn't alive in the 1940s. But they'd say, he's gone loony. You know, loony. And that was a term that people would use if you were kind of nutty, that you've gone loony. And I believe that traces back to lunar, meaning the moon.
Yeah,
full moon.
People go
nutty during the full moon.
Yeah,
you know. And so there is something to that, because I've asked emergency room doctors about that, several different doctors at different times. I've asked them, is there something to it? And they say, oh, yeah, full moon. They're real busy on full moons. Emergency rooms are really busy on full moon.
Do I have time to give a real interesting one, or do we have...
Please do. Please do. We have an hour and 15 minutes left.
In 1974, the Department of Interior out of Menlo Park hired us to do a study, a computer study, on Neptune. Now, Neptune is so far away that no known laws that will affect the Earth. But when Neptune was in a specific geometric alignment with the Earth and the Sun, and what I did is I went back about 10,000 years to try to vet it, you know, the computer, there was a 99.9975% probability that a major earthquake would happen on Earth. How'd that work? Storms on Jupiter affect the moods on... I don't think space is real. I think it's conceptual, and I think that... astrology that then became astronomy, and now it's called cosmobiology. That we have different biorhythms in your body, and sometimes they're in sync, and sometimes they're not. And I'm having a bad day. That's because your emotions are up and physics are down. You know, that kind of thing. They're all different cycles, and they play with each other. And we have never really understood space, time, light are all about. They're concepts.
I listened to Stephen Hawking's space time 6-hour audio many times, and I'm still confused.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So for years, farmers have been planting by the moon, and I thought that it would have something to do with the moonlight or the gravitational pull, and there seems to be something to it. I don't understand it either. Rick, is that something that scientists are pursuing, or they're not spending time on it?
I'm not hearing you. That's why my phone terrible. I wish we could go back to Skype.
Yeah, yeah.
The physics of the moon, there are models. Nobody really knows how that works. Mostly it's about cell salts in the body and in the leaf of chlorophyll, having to do with, like you said, gravitation. But that has not been confirmed, so, you know, pick a model. It changes every 10 years.
Okay. There's several articles on the internet now about the Pentagon finally admits that it actually does investigate unidentified flying objects. But, you know, they keep changing the names of UFOs. They don't use UFOs per se as much as they used to. Now it's unidentified aerial phenomena. And, do you think that objects driven or piloted by beings that are living have entered our airspace and are watching us?
How could that not be true?
Well, I agree with that.
Yeah, how could that not be? I mean, you know, they're historically. I mean, we got drawings, we've got artifacts, we've got accounts, and Bibles, and, you know, it just goes on and on. And so it's in our concept of possibilities. How could it not be true? Now,
so why does the government...
Are they bad? And the right answer is yes. And I'm guessing we're kind of... Civilians, casualties of war in the middle of something going on. We have no clue what it means. And I don't know.
So that. Why?
But
all
I
right, so why does the government corporation keep telling us, no. Now, what you saw was a mirage. What you saw was a weather balloon.
Yeah.
Why do they keep doing that? Do they think that we can't handle it?
The thing that's most interesting is the amount of G-force that these things have exhibited. No one human in a spacecraft like that could live. Unless there was some other kind of physics going on, because just G-force, you know, pulling 5 G's. Have you ever done any flying or experimented with what the gravitational force is like when it goes over four times your weight?
No, and I know someone who experienced about 5, and it gave him a concussion.
Well, that's right. It's and you know, now, when you're watching the 400G, because that's what a Foo Fighter did, that's what, you know, now we're talking about kinds of physics. I've observed something. I've never formally studied UFOs. I was always into the paranormal. That's where the military moved me. I never got to play with aliens. We knew about them, but we were more worried about the Russians, and so they used me there. And I can tell you, there's something else going on here, and I don't have a clue what Nephilim or Anunnaki or what any of that means, except Buzz Aldrin's interested in that, and so is Ed Mitchell. Edgar Mitchell was a personal friend of mine. I did work with him at Mission Control, and I can tell you, these guys, they believe there's things going on out there, and they saw them. And so whatever that means... Now, when you look at a UFO, how you can tell it's a UFO is that you see a thing moving, but when you look at it, it appears to come right straight at you then. That's because, probably, they're using magnetic monopoles and they're phase shifting. And so they're not moving in a straight line. A UFO does not move like in a straight line. It appears optically as a jerky. It jerks. Just like that. And I don't know how to describe that physics yet. But there is. We got lots of friends.
Let's talk more about this. Let's talk more about this when we come back. Because there's a UFO hotspot.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.